Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man Elkanah and all her house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshiped the Lord there. All of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Father, we thank you, Father, for the powerful story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, a young woman, a young wife who longed to be the mother of a little boy. And Lord, thank you for the fact that you're a heavenly Father, that often one of the wonderful ways you build your kingdom is you place desires upon the hearts of your people. And as we birth them through prayer, your kingdom is built and we receive the desires of our heart and you receive the desire of your heart as well. Father, set us all on fire afresh with the spirit of prayer. Help us to be a people that are living a lifestyle of birthing things that you desire to happen through our prayer lives. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. And we thank you for the wonderful and the powerful story of a young mom by the name of Hannah, who prayed and you gave her the desire of her heart. Thank you, Father, for the example and the truths we learned from her wonderful journey and story. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the story of Hannah. Thank you so much for your gifts. Thank you so much for your provision. And Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would grow in our hearts more holy desires. Heavenly Father, would you join our wants to align more with what you want, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I know that you love so well. You love perfectly. You love completely. Help grow us to want to serve our neighbors, to serve our siblings, to serve our parents, to serve our children, to serve your people more and more and more. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, as we pretty regularly do, we want to invite you to email us to get a copy of some of the prayer tools and the discipleship tools that we share, articles from the AFA Stand. This is one that we wrote that was on the AFA Stand entitled, The Praying Mother. Again, The Praying Mother, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worshiped the Lord there. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. A faithful Christian mother will carry her children in at least three places, typically, in her womb, in her heart, and in her prayers. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we find a touching, moving, and very insightful story of a young wife that wanted to be a mother. She simply had a desire, a dream to be the mother of a little boy. Initially, she cried and fretted over her child being childless. Then she did something very, very wise. She took time to go sincerely to God in prayer and prayed for the desire of her heart. She let God know that if he would give her a son, she would dedicate his life back to him. That was a very wise thing to do. God heard her prayer and he gave her that which she requested. He gave her a son. Hannah then kept her word. She dedicated her son to God. This short yet powerful story of a young wife and mother named Hannah has many life lessons in it. One of the very important lessons is that there's great power in the prayers of a Christian mother and a parent, period, for and over his or her children. It's important for Christian mothers to pray for their children before they're conceived, while the child's in the womb, when the child is born, and when he or she is a toddler, when the child is in elementary school, middle school as well, and definitely in high school, and when he or she is in college, if they go to college. And don't make the big mistake of thinking that your job is over when they graduate from high school or college, though. They're just getting started. When a mother or a parent's job of praying for a child, when is that job over? When one of you goes to heaven. Mothers, be mindful that the job of praying for your children is a lifelong responsibility. And of course, no one can pray for your child as you can. A mother's blanket of prayer. When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket, I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. Poem, again entitled A Mother's Blanket of Prayer, author unknown. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We are very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today Judy Rhodes Davis. She's a servant of the Lord. She's a mom, and she's a singer in the kingdom of God, amongst other things. Judy, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me today.
Honored to have you on, Judy. And I want to ask, Judy, if you would take a few moments to further introduce yourself. Now, I would mention to our listeners, I had the privilege of knowing Judy over a period of years. She and I both attended Belhaven University a few years ago. And so it was an honor to recently reconnect. And so was glad to have Judy to come on the broadcast to share. Amongst other things, again, she ministers in song. So, Judy, would you take a few moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners? And you're going to tell us about your CD project as well.
Yes, I grew up in a small town in Mississippi, Pilahatchee, Mississippi, and I've always been a singer. From a little girl, music was a big part of my life. I can play and sing by ear, but took lots of lessons and studied at Belhaven University and then at the University of Mississippi. But all through the years, I have been called to minister through music. And what we're going to talk about today is a CD that I was privileged to make some years ago, that is a recording of all some original songs that the Lord gave me over a long period of time. But the interesting part about the songs is that they are the lessons that God taught us when all three of our children were going through some significant medical complications when they were young. The songs are what God was saying to me as these things were happening. And then some years later, when all three of the children were well and healthy, these songs just came to me in the night or early in the morning, maybe even driving down the road. And so I'm so happy to get to share what God has done in our lives through this music, but mainly through what he's done in the lives of our children and how that may encourage some moms who have chronically ill children that may be listening to believe for miracles, because our journey took us to faith and miracles, just wondrous things that we saw the Lord do.
Well, Judy, would you take a moment to briefly just pray for listeners that they would have ears to hear whatever the Lord wants to share with them through the broadcast today?
Yes. Most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. As Hannah prayed for her child before he was conceived, Lord, there are so many of us who've done the same thing. And there are those who don't have children, whose mothers' hearts are still longing for that. And I pray for those sweet, precious moms whose hearts are unfulfilled as yet. I also pray, Father, for the moms who have children that are chronically ill or have birth defects, that you will minister today to them. As we go through this talk and as we hear some of the songs that you have blessed us with, that you will use these songs and the lyrics, the messages to minister to them as only you can, sweet Holy Spirit. You are good and you are omnipotent. You are sovereign. And nothing that has come to moms has come except filtered through your loving mouth.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. The first song will be
out of the mist. He carved the seas and oceans.
music of Judy Rhodes Davis, the song entitled Elohim. Beautiful song, powerful song. Well, again, our phone guest today is Judy Rhodes Davis, the singer who sang that song, and we'll be listening to some of her other music as well. Judy, what's on your heart that you'd like to tell our listeners about that particular song?
We've been talking about mothers with children, and especially mothers with sick children or chronically ill children, maybe a child with a birth defect. I think it's so important for moms with children who are so sick to realize that Elohim, our Creator, made our children exactly as He wanted them to be. They are precisely what He wanted, made in His image, in order to fulfill His purposes in and through them. And I pray that today somebody will be encouraged by knowing that their child is a perfect vessel molded by the hand of our Master Potter, the Creator. That is a great comfort in so many ways, especially when your child is sick and struggling.
Well, again, I appreciate you sharing those words of encouragement and insight as well. So now, did you write that particular song?
I did. I hate to say I wrote these songs on the album because I feel like I was just a vessel through which God poured His living water. I do not really have the gift of composing music. I had tried earlier in my life to compose, and it just didn't work. But at some point after our three children were, I don't know, in their just early years, the Lord started bringing songs to my spirit. I'd be driving down the road, Joseph, and realize I'm singing a song that I'd never heard. I'd run home and get to the piano and try to put the chords to it, and sometimes it would be four or five lines, and then a year and a half later, the rest of the song would come to me. But these are all songs that God has literally just poured into me. And I've gotten a few more songs since then. I probably have a group of about 30 songs altogether. But it was a season of impartation from the Holy Spirit to my spirit to create these songs. And if you look at the songs as a body of work, they are the lessons that God taught us when all three of our children at some point were going through some complicated medical issue.
Well, you know, Judy, appreciate you sharing that. You know, one thing that is true for all of us as believers is that all of us are to seek to draw closer to the Lord, to live in close, intimate relationship with Him, and we're called to live a lifestyle of listening to the Holy Spirit, whether we fully grasp that or not, because each of us with our unique gifts and callings have work to do by the power of the Holy Spirit. But the key is, we all need to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. And so as you wrote the songs, you know, each of the songs that you wrote here on this CD, again, sharing what the Holy Spirit gave you, one of the goals was to be a blessing to the world. And so as you share these songs again, they really are encouraging and ministering songs. So thank you again for doing that. Would you pray for believers to grow in their understanding of the need to listen to the Holy Spirit, whatever their calling or circumstances are, mothers and everyone else as well?
Yes. Father, we thank You that You are listening to us. Help us to be better listeners to the voice of sweet Holy Spirit. Forgive us as we are sinners, because that sin blocks the path of communication between You and us. Help us to daily, moment by moment, be ever aware that we still need You to forgive us for even thoughts that just are impure as we go through our day, that we may be right and clean before You. Rain down your righteousness on us through the precious blood of Christ, so that you, sweet Holy Spirit, may impart sweet blessings to us, that we may hear the voice of God Almighty, that your voice will change us, that you will impart to us what we're to do next, that you will show us our next step, that you will be able to use us in the way, sweet Father, created us to be used. But help us to ever be listening, as Joseph so sweetly said. We just don't take the time sometimes, or we don't get still enough to hear your voice. Father, I pray that we will be more diligent to block out all the distractions of this world and have time with you where we listen, so that you can show us and that we will hear what you want to do in and through us as you minister to us and as you lead and guide us. In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. We're going to listen to another one of your songs. This one is entitled, I Believe, Now Help My Unbelief. Again, another song by Judy Rhodes Davis entitled, I Believe, Now Help My Unbelief. Judy, I'm going to ask you, would you share your thoughts and truths that were on your heart, your mind, in your writing and singing that song?
Yes, I say quite often, just as a saying, oh, I can't believe it. And what an admission of doubt when we have prayed for something and then God does it and we don't even recognize that he's done a mighty thing. I have tried to be aware that I don't need to say that expression anymore, because we're admitting that we don't believe. And I don't want to be surprised by what God has done when I've asked him and begged him to do a certain thing. This scripture, as you know, is Mark 9, where a father comes to Jesus asking him to heal his child. And Jesus says, if you believe, all things are possible. And the father responded, I believe, but now help my unbelief. And as I have gone through my life, and especially when my children were young, I began to realize that there were, in my life, there were just ways that I didn't believe. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be a true believer and trust Him and watch Him work. Why should we be surprised when we've asked God to work?
That's right. That's right. You know, Judy, you're touching on something that's really so both powerful and very foundational to everything in the Christian life. You know, one of the truths that Hebrews chapter 11 draws out is it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, that's kind of an astounding statement from Scripture, a truth. But again, if we don't have faith, it's no way to please God. And, you know, the phrase, the just shall live by faith, appears several times in the Word of God. So our faith life is very, very, very important to everything in the Christian life. So again, thank you for the message and the encouragement in that song, and a great reminder that all of us are wise to pursue being believers who are in the school of faith, who never graduate. We're always to be learning more about how about our faith, how to apply it, how to put it to work, because whether we win or lose in a given battle is related to whether we step out on faith or we refuse to trust God. So again, thank you for the message behind that. Would you pray for believers to really become more serious about wanting to put their faith to work faithfully in their lives?
Yes. Faith indeed is needed for salvation, for healing, for miracles, and we all stand in need of your miraculous hand upon us, Father, each and every day. No matter what's going on in our lives, we need your miraculous power in our lives. We do not want to be in a state where we are questioning your work. We don't want to be unbelievers. We want to be believers. We want to trust you. I think our lack of faith limits what you desire to do for us. But you want us to live by faith to the extent that miracles and your divine intervention are just everyday occurrences. So, Father, let us become like little children and take you at your word. Take away our doubt and teach us to trust you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. Our phone guest today is Judy Rhodes Davis. We'll be right back, and we'll listen to the song, Be Still and Know.
Thank you.
Once again, the music of Judy Rhodes Davis, the song entitled Be Still and Know. Again, our phone guest today is the author and the singer of that song, again, Judy Rhodes Davis. Judy, would you share with our listeners maybe a little bit about the background behind the message behind that particular song, Be Still and Know?
Yes, this song is rooted, of course, in the scripture. And as our children came along, our first child, I needed this scripture so badly, so many times. I needed to be reminded of this. And so I think that's why the Lord gave me this song. And I'll give you just a little bit of background to realize that just how much I needed it. Our first child was born quite healthy, and then I noticed that his head was beginning to get a little bigger than his body, and he was diagnosed with hydrocephalus. But Joseph, we had so many people praying over that child that after 5 years of watching that child, the pediatric neurosurgeon pushed his chair against the wall and said, I've never seen anything like this. Once fluid begins to accumulate around the brain, I've never seen it stop. But his has stopped. And that child never had any symptoms of hydrocephalus, and he never had to have a shunt. Our second child was very healthy, but just had an ear infection. And the antibiotic that was given to him really destroyed his intestinal tract. And we thought we were going to lose him just because of that. And God used nurses and doctors and the right dose of medicine and the right medication to cure that. But it took him a long time to recover from that. But God works in those, it works through his servants in medicine to heal. And then our third child came along, and she had a major birth defect in her jaw, tongue, and swallow mechanism. She stayed in the NICU almost 4 months, had multiple surgeries, lots of complications. And it was during the time that I was in the hospital in preterm labor with her that that verse, be still and know that I'm God, really rang in my heart. And it has many, many times since, because we have to stop and surrender to the power of the Lord in our lives in order for him to truly, truly work. And I will add one little story in here about the third child. We had made it through some of the complications of her birth defect, and then she caught a virus, and we nearly lost her. After 4 days of being in the doctor's office every day, drawing blood, trying to figure out what was going on, a pediatrician told us that it looked like it may be leukemia. That night, I just sat holding and rocking that child asleep and actually said, Lord, I can't do this. We've been through so much. All those other things had already happened at that point in our lives. And I simply said to the Lord, this child was yours long before she was mine. You have ordained her days. But Father, I cannot watch her go through cancer treatments and watch her suffer like that. She's been through too much already, and I don't think I can handle it. The next day, we were at the pediatric hematologist, and they drew some blood. It was easy to draw that day. It had been so hard all week long to draw blood and test it. And that hematologist brought us in and verified who we were and what was wrong with the child, because he said, I'm looking at perfectly normal blood work. I really don't know why you're here. That is who our God is, and that's what he does when we pray the prayer of surrender.
Hallelujah.
There is power in the prayer of surrender.
Praise God. That's powerful. That's a beautiful story, Judy. Yeah.
And that's when we know that he is God.
Mm-hmm. As you said, Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Would you pray for moms that may be dealing with sick children right now, just to encourage them, pray for whatever's on your heart for them?
Father, you are the only one who creates life. You give life. And then sometimes we as moms just don't understand why those lives are riddled with pain, constant troubles, complications from things that ought to have been quite simple medically, but they turn into difficult things we don't understand. But I'm asking you today to minister to the heart of that mom that is crying out for help, for hope, for faith to believe for the miracle. Lord, bless moms, particularly moms, as they are so tied to the lives of their children, both physically, emotionally, spiritually. They're so involved in that child's life. Lord, I'm asking you to minister to them as only you can with your sweet, supernatural peace and comfort from you, sweet Holy Spirit, that you will be very, very real to them in these moments when they are crying out to you for help and hope, that you will be right with them. Your very presence will be so real. They'll feel your arms around them, loving them and teaching them and supporting them. May their eyes always be focused on you and what the next step is. Let them not try to figure out what is way in the future. You are trying to teach us moment to live with you moment by moment, trusting you as each moment goes by. And Lord, I ask you to just minister that faith, minister belief, minister your peace, your comfort, your joy in the midst of the trial, especially to moms now with sick children. Lord, we ask you to work miracles. May they see your hand at work. May they know that you have done a great thing because you are powerful and you work miracles even today. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you, Father, for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. More and more, help us to grow an understanding of the fact that you can be trusted even in the toughest of times. You're a big God, so much bigger than so many times our mind wants to grasp. Help us to look to you as being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough all the time. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, Judy, our time is just about gone. I want to just do a very short portion of one more song before we end our time today. We're just going to listen to a portion of We Need You, Father, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Fearfully and wonderfully made is this child you have given to me, created in your image, a blessing of your hand, holy, precious, and pure. Lord, you are the God of the blind, the deaf, the dumb.
Again, the title of that song, We Need You, Father. Again, our phone guest today has been Judy Rhodes Davis, and she's the author of and the singer for the songs we've been listening to. Judy, if someone listening wants to get a CD of the music, how can they do that?
All of my songs are on YouTube and Spotify. So the original recording was a CD. If anybody still has a CD player, I'd be happy to mail them one, but there's really almost no need for that now because all you have to do is type in my full name, Judy Rhodes, R-H-O-D-S, Davis, on Spotify or YouTube, and they are all there.
All right. And you said if they do want to get a CD, they still can get that as well then?
Yes, I'll be happy to mail them one.
Okay, then. All right. Well, thank you so much again for being with us today, Judy, and thank you for letting the Lord use you in producing this beautiful music, and thank you for letting the Lord continue to use you as you minister in song.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. A privilege to have you today. And we invite every listener, please pray much for Judy as she continues to be a vessel the Lord uses to minister in song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And if you're listening today, and as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ and you desire to be saved, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us and commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? If you would, we invite you to pray it with us even now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray and to seek you in prayer every day. Help me to obey you and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you, to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk of the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, joseph@afr.net. If you wanted to get a copy of the article that we shared at the beginning of the broadcast, The Praying Mother, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you as well. And again, please pray much for Sister Judy Rhodes Davis as she continues to allow the Lord to use her to minister to people in song as well as in word. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.